Oh, my baby, my darling. Am I going to embarrass you now with all your fans out there?
I wanted the ball.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Thanks, Mom. I have a mom. You know what I'm saying, Goo? I'm fortunate enough to have a mom.
She's beautiful, too, and she loves you. But when you brought up Mary, I was fat-mouthing about stopping by the house, and my wife tells me it's not always about you, Goo, but I didn't come by, so I ain't going to say nothing. I think I made them in your house. I didn't.
That's okay.
Shane Gillis last night, my new favorite comedian, he went in.
On who?
On the ESPYs, on every athlete.
Yeah, how was that?
Everybody's complaining he was too mean. It was too political. Everybody got it. Trump, everybody, boy. Michael Irvin, real quick, said, if you can't laugh at yourself, you're losing. You know?
Well, it depends what the joke is.
Well, I remember at Shaq Comedy Jam, Mike Irvin's in the front.
Okay.
Mike had gotten in trouble, and the comedian goes, Mike, where the hookers and cocaine at?
Yeah.
Mike had to laugh. Like, wow. But he laughed. Dude, imagine that. Anyway. No.
So let me take you through the timetable.
Because right. Set them straight, Don Dada, in the YouTube chat.
Well, the only... Let me just tell you what's been reported. So last summer, Jake Fisher, who works with Mark Stein, covers the NBA. Last summer, he reported Kuminga turned down a 5-year, $150 million deal. That's $30 million a year. Slater, Anthony Slater of The Athletic, came on our radio station and never talked about the years or the specific dollar amount. But he made a reference to $30 million as an AAV and that Kuminga and the Warriors had a gap that was too big, but $30 and $35 million were what was going on in the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got Mark Stein, who works with Jake Fisher.
Yeah.
And... you know, knows what's going on. He's reporting right now that Kuminga's open to a shorter term deal, but he wants 25. And the Warriors are reluctant to go that high.
And that would explain why it's been crickets.
So
to me,
I think we got to start talking about where we're at and whether or not there is a positive way out of this for the Warriors. Because I can't imagine, like, if Jonathan, do you want him back playing on an $8 million a year salary with a prove it contract?
That I would not.
He cannot.
But they wouldn't disrespect him like that.
Who?
Like the Warriors.
No, but apparently they'll disrespect him to say, we'll give you 3 for $60.
Okay, so this is where I get out the car with you. Steiny, I don't believe this is going to affect the chemistry.
Are you kidding?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Like you said that with the Niners, I just wanted to fall out my chair. No, that was bad football injuries. When guys get their chicken, that I feel like it's a separate entity, man.
Okay, well, let's be honest. If you're a 49er fan, I think the majority of 49er fans feel like what happened in the offseason leaked into the regular season, and it was a sign that, to me, guys didn't have the same priorities they had in years past.
Mm.
That's me. You can deny. You can say, you know, Ayuk and Williams and McCaffrey and all that stuff meant nothing. I believe that it matters. If Jonathan Kuminga has to come back here or comes back here on an $8 million contract, I don't know how you incorporate him. I mean,
well, they're having problem doing that anyway.
Right, but okay. he still thought or is thinking that he can get a contract from the Golden State Warriors. And I'm just saying if he takes what he – if you don't want him coming – and Evan used this term. I don't want him back here if he feels lesser than. And he's going to feel lesser than, I believe.
And I don't think this will be, Steiny, I'm being real, because I do agree with that. I think he's been feeling lesser than. Just take the money away, just how he's been utilized or underutilized.
I think you're probably right there. And this is The morning show had Ethan Sherwood Strauss on this morning, NBA writer, business writer, and he was just fascinating. And it all plays into Kuminga, and it all plays into restricted free agency, and it all plays into where the NBA is right now. This is Ethan Sherwood Strauss on jealousy in the locker room.
Baseball players. This is something we don't talk about, but I think it's important to understanding team dynamics. The Pence situation you referenced is interesting because that rarely happens. Why is there so rarely that jealousy? A, no salary cap, but B, when you do something great in baseball, it doesn't adversely impact your teammates' opportunities. In fact, it might even help them. You're protecting them if you're batting behind them. They get better pitches. If you're hitting more home runs, you're not taking home runs away from somebody else. Basketball, there is one ball. If somebody starts doing well, then somebody else is getting fewer opportunities. That's the nature of the game and why sacrifice is so important for these teams ultimately winning a championship. It's a jealous game. People go, why do all these old retired basketball players hate on the guys right now? Why, when I watch MLB Network, do I see the baseball players praising the young guys? It's because it's wired in. So now in the NBA, we've almost turbocharged that with a salary cap. It's not just going to be about the opportunities. It's going to be about zero-sum cash. I think you're going to see a lot more tensions and a lot more locker rooms because of the way things are.
Very interesting.
Wow, wow.
And I never thought of baseball and basketball like that, but I think there's something to it.
And, you know, I don't have a muzzle on. Nobody told me what not to say, but there were reports that Jordan Poole was popping off about him getting his bread, and that's why Draymond gave him a knuckle sandwich. I'll just leave that there, but with this second apron, you really think – man, Stoney. So I'm looking at my teammate like you're in the way possibly of me getting my cash.
Mm. I mean, I think we've got to start acknowledging that the NBA, it's not a hard cap, but it's a hard cap. You don't want to go over that second apron. The NBA has set it up so that if you go over that second apron, you are penalized to such a degree that you're just at a disadvantage. Like you can't really do it without self-sabotaging. And that's why they wanted it like that.
And maybe that's why Miles Turner's a buck, Stein.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly right, Goo.
Wow.
And so
that stinks.
And so if Jonathan Kuminga has to, I don't see anything good coming of Jonathan Kuminga getting having to come back here on that play on the qualifying option.
Wow, man.
Let's go to AJ in LA. AJ, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey.
Just listening to the call and just, you know, with this pay thing, you know, it's been an obvious smear campaign. Aligned with Jonathan Kuminga to suppress whatever value that exists. Here's my thing, man. It's clear, even with Kevon Looney from his last conversation, mm-hmm. that the Warriors does bad business. You know, that's basically what he was saying. They do bad business on the business side. We saw Andre Iguodala go through some business issues with the Warriors. And then back to the Jonathan Kuminga, ever since the reported decline of whatever extension it existed, all we know or assume to know that it was a $30 million annual, extension. And I'm going to tell you guys, I don't believe that extension existed. That's just me. I believe that information, let me just say, I believe that information was leaked from the Warrior side because no one heard anything from the player side about what was leaked to the media. That was leaked from the Warriors, and it was all designed to suppress. And now we get here with this baseline salary issue where the sign and trade is only half the amount. Now, all of a sudden, they're trying to pick up the slack to figure out what's going on. Not to mention, and let me end with this, not to mention, in the middle of the negotiation, Steve Kerr run over to the Monty Poole show and humiliate the kid in the middle of the contract negotiation. Now you expect that it's supposed to be a warm relationship and an easy process? Man, you must be crazy. Mm. That kid wants out. And it's more to do not with the business, but what's going on in that front office. And I guarantee you it has nothing to do with the business. He wants to get away from that franchise. And I'm out of here.
Thanks, AJ. Good call, man. Don't be a stranger.
Yeah, Stoney, I am who I am every day, right? When we chop it up from 10 to 2, I get it, but this is no shade at any report. I just don't believe Jonathan Kuminga thought he was worth more than 30 M's. And had you signed that contract for those years, this would have been your team, or you would have been a big part of who was driving the vessel after Steph, Dre, and Jimmy. I find that hard to believe.
I actually don't. I don't find it hard to believe because of what Franz Wagner got.
And his whole club. All right.
And guys in that class.
Yeah. Barnes. Remember, Barnes got paid.
Exactly. And what did they get? The max? What was that? 200 bills? Something like that?
240 or something.
I mean, you can look at it through Jonathan Kuminga's eyes and say, if this guy's worth 50, then I'm worth at least 30. But you could also go to the other end of the spectrum and say, well, if this guy's only making 25, he's better than you, Jonathan, so you shouldn't make that much. So they're in a tricky spot. He's in a tricky spot. And if I'm going to assume he turns something down. At this point, it's almost irrelevant, because if he turned a 5-year, $125 million deal down, that was dumb. If he turned 5 for 30, that was dumb. Like, he's 22, 22 years old.
Yeah.
Like, and this is another, listen to this. I'll just say this. Ethan Strauss brought up a thing about Steph Curry's contract. It was unbelievable. Do you know that Steph Curry has made 90% of his career earnings after year 8? After year 8. I don't understand why Kuminga can't. He made 6, 7, and 8 million. What's wrong with taking 60 over 3? Get your 20 million this year for the next 3 or 4 years.
Ball out and then get the big money.
Because you can't, like, the Warriors are not going to pay him right now on potential. And here's the other thing, and like, this is just human nature, and I can totally see it. But if the Warriors feel like Kuminga turned down an offer that was more than fair, and he wanted more money, 35 or something like that, and he comes into training camp, I'm sorry. Like, what do you want, Steve? Like, that has to factor in to Steve Kerr.
Oh, there's no
doubt. It has to. Yeah.
And that's why I went backwards saying it might have manifested last season. Who does this guy think he is?
I'm just presenting this side right now. Because if Kuminga turned down $30 million a year, now if I'm the Warriors and he comes back, what am I supposed to do? He just turned down $150 million to play on our team. Now he wants to come back and prove it or gamble on himself.
Well, Jimmy's in the way now. That ship has sailed, but they need him, Steiny, and what he thinks, and he's kind of said it a million ways, what he wants to play out or how his role is just, it's not here on this team, but there's a role for him, but he thinks that role, and I'm speaking for him, Steiny, is kind of basketball beneath him.
Yeah. And here's the other thing. I think
But if you would have signed that 30 mil, that would have been like, dude.
Well, how would that, like, I don't think that would look good right now, but, you know, they're between a rock and a hard place.
Well, I guess if he had signed that, would Jimmy Butler be a Warrior?
That's a fair question. I keep going
to that. Had he signed that, if that was offered, Jimmy would probably even be in his way.
Maybe. I think you're probably right there.
So it's a double whammy if this is true. My two cents, man.
No, I mean, this is more Ethan Sherwood Strauss on Kuminga and his agent.
You know, here's a crazy stat, and it's somewhat particular to Steph Curry's career. he has made 90% of the money he's made in the NBA after season number 8.
That's crazy.
So it's a long game. Jonathan Kuminga, he would be 27 after that 5-year, $150 million contract he turned down. The salary cap would be much higher. If he's truly great, then he would have proven it by then, and he'd get massive cash. Instead, because he's trying to maximize the right now, he's put himself in this contractual limbo, which has then put the Warriors in limbo. I think he's mismanaged it, and I think it's pretty frustrating.
And that was a guy that put his name on it. He just, for the ones that are saying this is not true, it's fictitious, we're making it up, my goodness, man, he said it. And you got me thinking now, just from a Kuminga standpoint, the Scotty Barnes, Wagner, watching those guys get that bread, if you're thinking you're in that, you hadn't proved it, that's why you would turn down 30.
I mean, the 510 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. Jalen Green got 3 years for 106. Jonathan Kuminga's agent probably thought his fellow Ignite teammate should get the same or more. I agree. Like, Kuminga, you got to understand, Kuminga's looking at this from his side, which is, look at these guys who got paid. They're not that much better than me.
Well,
yeah. And that, he has a point.
Well, their negotiating game is better than him. What do you do now,
Stiney? They're also on different teams.
What do you do now?
I mean, to me, the way the Warriors mismanage this is if Jonathan Kuminga really did turn down what they thought was a fair contract, whether it was 25 or 30, and he turned that down, I'd have to move him. I would have moved him as fast as possible.
Wow.
Not out of malice, not out of anger, but he's 22 years old, and he turned down, according to reports, $150 million, $30 million a year. At that point, if I'm the Warriors, I don't know what to do. Like that is a more than fair contract for Jonathan Kuminga. And now, as we talk about chemistry, they can't go into next season with this kid on the roster.
Well, I'm going to say this to that.
Can they? 888-957-9570. And like, who? I mean, do you guys out there, Warrior fans, look at it like Jonathan Kuminga's made a big mistake? Or if you believe he turned down 25 or 30 million, do you feel like, you know what? Whatever he gets, he deserves now. Or do you feel like the Warriors have kind of pinned this guy into a corner? 888-957-9570.
Well, I'm just trying to put myself in Kuminga's shoes as
right.
a basketball player. This happened, if it did, last year. How the hell do you go out and concentrate and be the best version of yourself knowing you made a mistake? Jimmy Butler's here now. So now I just go real right. quick to the Minnesota series. I'm blown away more now than mentally, if this is all true, how you were able to compartmentalize and go out there and ball. But Steiny, he got injured, and every day he had to be thinking to himself, oh, I really effed up, or we effed up, talking about his agent. So again, I know where he's Sherwood Strauss is putting his name on it, our guy. I hope to God this is wrong for Kuminga. But the bottom line now, Steiny, as I hold this baseball in my hand on this Thursday, is this is what's happening. What do you do? What do you want if you're Kuminga? Because you ain't getting 30 from anybody. That's the love boat. It has taken off. It's left the dock.
Well, and the part that I know people may get hung up on the 30 if he turned down 30. But again, I don't like, to me, that number is less important than they couldn't reach an agreement with him. And the way I feel about Jonathan Kuminga is last year, he should have taken 20 if they were giving him 20, 25 if they were giving him 25, or like he's making $8 million this year, and he would have gotten bumped up to 18 and then 20, 22, 25. He's 27. And
if he's
are you
balling,
a star?
Yeah, I got
now
you.
Now you get that money.
Right, right.
And but I do blame the Warriors, Because if I'm the Warriors and he turned down what I believe is a fair offer as a Warrior, not me, Matt Steinmetz, as the Warriors, and he says no, I got to move him. I've got to move
him. But you still needed his services.
Well, and you know what? That's a credit to Kuminga, who
up until he
bet
got
on
hurt.
Himself yeah. last year or this past year. He was doing fine.
Yep.
Then he got hurt.
Missed 31 games.
Then they got Jimmy Butler, and now he's screwed in a way. But I would have tried to deal with this last year after he said he didn't want to sign that contract.
And for the people saying get Slater on, Stoudy, you're saying that he had mentioned not the years, but the number was correct. It was around that 30, 35.
Yeah, I'm just telling you the three things that have been reported in the last year. One by Jake Fisher,
people can't
one on
take
our
it.
Airways yeah. By Slater, and then Mark Stein. Let's go to Steven in Oakland. Hey, Steven, how you doing, man?
Hey, how are you guys doing? Haven't checked in a minute, but just wanted to tune in on this because I've been watching other media platforms that have been covering the Kuminga thing. And, you know, I have a kind of like step back approach to this whole thing.
Okay.
Yes, Kuminga messed up. He was trying to get that 35 number. And he wasn't able, and the Warriors smartly didn't give it to him. Think about it like this. If Kuminga has $35 million a year, he's about $5 to $10 million away from max player money. Is Kuminga really a max player? And no, the Warriors didn't make a mistake. And I'll point to Harrison Barnes amongst other players, where we've let them go, they've gotten more money, but it ended up getting us, let's say, a Kevin Durant or let's say a Jimmy Butler, who's a much better factor for the longevity of the team. I think Kuminga got advice from Andre Iguodala, who's at a different point of his career and was able to leverage a championship run to kind of strong-arm the Warriors into his last contracts, whereas Kuminga can't really do that. And, yeah, you know, so, it, you know, Andre hasn't been 22 for the last 40 years. So, you know, it's just different points in their career. And I think Kuminga should have, you know, gotten advice from, you know, more agent-minded people instead of more player-minded people.
I mean, thanks, Steven, for the call. Appreciate it. And that's one thing where sometimes the answer's staring you right in the face.
No, man, story of my life.
Everybody knew there was no money out there this summer. Everybody. Or so I thought.
But this is just me. And you're not telling me how to feel. This is who... Everything Draymond wrote on that piece about not reading the chessboard or read the chessboard better, he was talking about Kuminga, Steiny.
I know.
There's no doubt he was. So for the people with their hands over their ears, like, that was not the report. That's what Dre was talking about. You should have signed that. It'll be greater. But man, now look. And he might have been trying to stop the future Kamingas. Like, there were, like, every second that goes by before we finish this show, I am more convinced now, because when we started this, I didn't believe that offer. I really don't believe he turned that down. But that's who Dre was talking to.
I mean, again, the number to me is less important than the fact that he's a restricted free agent right now and they're stuck. I blame Jonathan Kuminga 50%, and I blame the Warriors 50%. And you may think that's a cop-out, but I think Kuminga made a big mistake. But I also think the Warriors made a big mistake thinking that going restricted free agency would be an advantage for them. It's not an advantage for them, I don't believe. And it's causing it's causing them to be stuck.
Yeah, their offseason's hijacked.
They're stuck right now until they give in or Jonathan Kuminga gives in. And this is all, to me, this all falls under the umbrella of chemistry. It does. And how's it going to affect this team next year? All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. What have the Warriors gotten themselves into? We continue our All-Star Week prize blowout again today. Every day this week, each show will give out one of our awesome prizes. Today, we're giving one lucky listener a $100 gift card to the Valkyries merch shop and a pair of four-day passes to Aftershock. Listen at 12:30 to learn how you can win. What's coming up next on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. It's also brought to you by Safeway.